Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the Global Goals Cast, the podcast that explores if we can change the world. Every one of our guests of the Global Goals Cast is special, but not every one of our guests is royalty. Today we explore modern slavery with Her Royal Highness Princess Eugenie and Julia de Boinville, who are forming the Anti-Slavery Collective. My co-host, Edie Lush, sat down with them recently at the Changemaker Summit in London, organized by our partner, Seven Hills.
Thanks to Harman, the official sound of Global Goals Cast.
So I am delighted to be joined today by Her Royal Highness Princess Eugenie and also by Julia de Boinville. Now, you guys have been best friends forever, right?
Over 13 years. It's quite scary.
That is good. Okay.
I feel old.
Now, we're talking today about fighting the scourge of modern slavery. Tell me, first of all, Your Royal Highness, how you guys got involved in this issue.
Being best friends, Jules and I went with my mum to visit Calcutta back in 2013. And we met this amazing woman called Aloka Mitra, who started the Women's Interlink Foundation. And she works to take trafficked girls and women off the streets and teaches them a vocational skill such as printing on fabrics, making these amazing handbags and scarves and dresses and just beautiful products. And Jules and I, that was the first time we ever really saw what modern slavery was and human trafficking and what really that is in the modern age. We didn't know this to the extent of what this global epidemic was. We didn't know. We thought, oh, William Wilberforce, you know, he did away with it in 1833 and Britain led the way and that was just what happened. But we realised then that it's a huge problem and it happens all across the world, and even in a mile from where you live, it's happening in the UK. So that was our first experience of it.
And slavery today is not like it was in the 1800s, you know. Slaves walk amongst us. It's not shackles and chains. They're normal people walking on the streets. So it's really terrifying.
And you came back from that, and I think something happened with Topshop, am I right? Tell me about that.
So we came back to London, and Jules and I wanted to continue our education. From that, my mum and my father, with our help, set up the Key to Freedom, which is the sort of fashion brand of Women's Interlink, which sells products done by these girls to shops like Topshop, where 100% of the wage goes back to the girls in Calcutta and gives them a job, a wage, keeps them off the streets, keeps them going back to their traffickers sometimes, which happens. And it was really fulfilling. It was amazing to see that this could actually happen, that we could make change. And so from that, Jules and I started our education and have done so for the last 5 years, just continued to read as much as we can, meet as many people as we can, talk to policymakers, change makers, as we did today, talk to governments and millennials and as many people as possible to really learn about this, but also see how we can affect change.
So it's interesting to me because it's an issue affecting every single corner of the world. It's hard to estimate the actual numbers of people who are in modern slavery. Some estimated around 40 million people. So just to put that in perspective, it's about the population of Poland. What I love about what you guys have done is go around and educate yourselves. So go out and meet some of these people. Tell me a little bit about some of the women you've met along the way.
One lady springs to mind, a young lady called Farida. Eugenie and I met Farida at the end of last year. And Farida is from the Yazidi tribe in northern Iraq. And Farida was trafficked by ISIS. The men in her family, so her husband, father, brother, were all killed before her eyes and dumped in a mass grave. Her and her sister were then trafficked. And she described these horrific scenes of what sounded to us more like a sort of cattle market where slaves were taken to the village and traded, and men would buy them mostly for sexual exploitation, keep them for a day, sometimes a week, and when they tired of them, they would take them back to the market and trade them in again. And that was her life. And Farida managed to escape, only to be recaptured again and for the same horrific ordeal to happen all over again. And then she escaped again. And this is when she came across a wonderful organization called Yazda. And Yazda have taken care of her. They've helped her write a book, helped give her a platform to tell her story. She's spoken at The Hague. And this is one story that actually has a happy ending. So she now lives in Germany and she's happily married. And she's devoted her life to helping other people in her situation. But think of all the people who haven't escaped. Mm. But it's really amazing doing what we do to be able to meet these people. It's so incredibly humbling when someone has been through what she's been through, yet still wants to devote her life to this cause.
We're recording this in London. The UK, of course, isn't immune to modern slavery. The National Crime Agency here last week said that more than 5,000 potential victims of modern slavery and trafficking were referred to UK authorities last year. Half of those are forced labour. Around a third are people exploited for sexual purposes. Once again, women and children affected more. Tell me about some of your encounters with slavery closer to home.
There's about 13,000 people trafficked roughly in the UK. And it was a few years ago where I met the Salvation Army and they really, really hit home the extent of what's going on in the UK. We're leading the charge. We've passed the Modern Slavery Bill. We've got an independent slavery commissioner. It's fantastic, the work that's being done. But we did go and visit the Salvation Army. We went to a safe house and we met this unbelievable girl called Sharon, because we'll keep her anonymous, but she was trafficked by her next door neighbour in Manchester to a gang within Manchester. And the gang did horrific things to her, from setting her on fire to smashing bottles inside her. And from that, she's had countless surgeries to re-correct that and to make her whole again. But what is amazing about this story, and what has stayed with Jules and I and will stay with us forever, is Sharon is the most incredible 21-year-old girl you would ever meet. She walked in and smiled and told her story with such courage and conviction and sat there and said, I just want to fight with you and I just want to make change and I just want to keep going. All she wants to do is just keep us going, like it's her mission to keep Jules and I fighting. It's remarkable seeing someone make you believe, like, you know, we grumble about rain, but there she is, teaching us how we can actually look at the world and how we can fight something. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it, and it's something that we want to continue to do for her.
So you guys are setting up something called the Anti-Slavery Collective. Tell me how that's going and what you're doing.
So the Anti-Slavery Collective is all about raising awareness for modern slavery as a global epidemic. And we'll do this through various different platforms, be it a book we want to publish, social media, events, our website. Eugenie and I both believe that two heads are better than one. We don't want to reinvent the wheel and set up another charity. There are so many amazing organisations out there doing phenomenal work, we want to shine a light on them and bring people together to share ideas, to share resources, to share data. And not just NGOs as well, it's about getting business leaders, policymakers, NGOs, individuals, all in the same room to convene and agree on a way forward to make change.
And I think the main thing to focus us at the beginning is the website. I think technology is just the greatest source for us all to actually talk, and we kind of forget because I'm not very techie and more creative, but it is the way forward. And it's all about engaging Gen Z, millennials. It's about getting a new audience. It's about getting those new audiences to talk to top-level politicians and change makers and policy makers. It's all about using technology to bring everyone together. And the website, as a first port of call, will be hugely fantastic for people to look and find amazing stories as well as statistics and things that can help them learn.
So learning is part of the process. We on the Global Goals Cast also talk about actions you can take. There's this great UNICEF campaign that says that likes don't save lives. So just by liking something isn't going to do anything. But I know that you guys can give us some actions on what people can do.
Yes. Some of the things that Jules and I talk about regularly is asking the question. And this is something Salvation Army have done wonderful work with a campaign, which I help them with. But it's about asking the question and being aware. It's about downloading certain apps that you can get. There's an app called Not My Style and also Good On You. And that teaches about ethically sourced fashion labels and what
where
you can wear, where they've come from, supply chains. And Jules, jump in because you've got a really good one.
The United Nations Violence Against Women campaign are also developing something called the Orange Label, whereby luxury fashion brands are awarded this orange label that they can incorporate into their logo as a sort of seal of approval to show that they're ethically sourced. Supply chains is a big one for businesses and the consumer. You know, the consumer has the responsibility to put pressure on big businesses because that's who they're going to listen to. And big businesses owe it to their consumer to be conscientious and accountable for their supply chains.
Yeah, and I think also following on from that, it's about when you look at your nail salon or your car wash or when you go across overseas and you find that tomatoes are really cheap there and more expensive there, it's about asking the question as to why that is. And being aware of that just changes your whole perspective on what actually is going on in the situation. It's not just about sexual exploitation. It's about domestic servitude, workforce labour, and all the many kinds of modern day slavery that aren't in the open.
So my producer has just asked a fantastic question, which is what's at the root of this idea of modern slavery?
Well, essentially, it's organised crime. You know, it's run by rings and gangs all over the world, and it's incredibly profitable. So what one organisation we've worked with, they go about tackling the source. So they go at the very, very top levels and infiltrate these nasty gangs because if they believe that if you can stop it at the top, it'll stop the kind of the filtering down process.
It is also supply and demand.
It's a business.
So the Sustainable Development Goals, which of course we talk about on this podcast, Sustainable Development Goal 8 is about promoting sustainable economic growth, decent work for all. Part of this is ending slavery by 2030, which seems quite soon, in fact. What would you like? What would you like to see from businesses? How can they get involved?
They can get involved with the Anti-Slavery Collective. We'd love to have lots of businesses involved. Supply chains is a really obvious one. We're seeing a lot of forced labour in cleaning companies at the moment. So, for example, a big hotel chain might outsource their cleaning function to a third party without maybe checking the viability or permits of their workers. And that kind of falls under the sort of domestic servitude bracket as well. But supply chains go on and there's so many layers. So it's just about being as thorough as possible. And the way that the modern slavery bill has been set up is not to kind of prosecute and point the finger, but to help businesses discover if there's modern slavery in their supply chain.
That's in the UK.
Yeah, people are rewarded for coming forward and saying, oh, actually, this is what we found, not prosecuted. It's about collaborating and working together.
There's a fantastic book called Half the Sky, which Jules and I just read, and it's remarkable. And it's called Half the Sky because Chinese proverb says women hold up half the sky. And how can a world ever survive or exist when half of its population is not being treated justly? And, you know, women and girls, but, you know, especially trafficked, what's going on with human trafficking and how many it's happening to, it's really something that we've all got to open our eyes to, work together towards, focus on. You know, we cannot say we did not know. Quoting Wilberforce, he really is a hero for us because we can't turn a blind eye to it. It's something in society. It's something that all society sort of exacerbates because it's sometimes a huge subject and you don't want to broach it. You get overwhelmed. But it's about all of us working together. And as Jules said, it's not about pointing the finger. It's about all of us aligning and knowing that this is right and that we can fix this and that this is something that can be eradicated by 2030. I would love that to happen.
I think everyone, businesses, individuals, we have to take an element of responsibility. You know, I don't want to speak to my child in however many years' time, my unborn child, and have to say, oh God, yes, slavery existed in my lifetime and I sat on my hands and I didn't do anything about it.
When I was preparing for this yesterday, in fact, I was looking at the facts and came up with this fact about these 5,000 reported cases last year in the UK. And my 10-year-old came up and she went, what? In the UK? That's here. I mean, it is extraordinary.
It is. And something I'd just like to tell all the listeners is don't be overwhelmed by it. It is, you know, so many people in this field who are working, who have been working and continue to work in this field, they even say to me, oh, sometimes I get frustrated and disheartened, but it doesn't mean they'll give up. And I think that's something all you listeners should know, is that if you could save one person's life, or if you can help one person or whatever it is, or support one charity, then you're doing something incredible and you're really changing the world.
Thank you guys very much for joining me here on the Global Goals Cast, and I'm Edie Lush.
Thank you so much, Edie, for having us here today. It's a huge honour to be able to talk to you about the Anti-Slavery Collective, and more from us soon.
And if anyone wants to imagine where we are, we're in a very dark black room with a big sort of round thing in front of our faces, but we're all smiling.
This podcast is powered by CBS News Digital.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.